we'll keep tabs on that. Also, you probably were listening. I hope you were listening when all of the onslaught came in about the controversy over putting an airstrip on Elmer's Island. Whew. You talk about storming the castle with pitchforks and torches. They backed off of that deal, but now there's some land being acquired adjacent to it. Could that be for a new airstrip? We'll talk about that. And also about the controversial public hunting permit for Plaquemines Parish lands. It is in force. They're selling permits. Are they enforcing it? Some people don't believe it's constitutional. Wildlife and Fisheries say they won't enforce it. Those are some of the things we're going to talk about. That's coming up next hour. But this hour, we're talking ducks. And, boy, I sure hope that the reports this hour will be better than the ones we had last hour, because pickings sounded pretty slim from a few reporters we talked to. Let's check in with Chris Pike, Cast and Blast Charters, hunting the Delacroix area. Chris, I tell you, I'm hoping you're doing something down there, because, boy, everybody else is saying, where are the ducks? Looks like they left, or they're hanging tight somewhere where they're inaccessible. What's going on?
Man, we're pretty much saying the same thing. It's been a tough week. We got I think we got 7 or 8 down right now, all blue wings. But ever since we had that front come through, I guess that was Wednesday or Thursday, it's been pretty slim. I don't understand it. I really don't. The ducks we had last weekend, they got pushed out with that front, and we just haven't gotten a big push, you know, behind it. So you know, yesterday we had a good hunt. We had 14 in one blind and 20 in the other, but I had to attribute it to a lot of boat traffic. But we didn't see many, you know, many other than the ones we shot. So I'm not seeing some big groups while we're fishing. They don't seem to be out in the open water rafted up anywhere. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the things you always associate with good duck hunting is a front system, bringing ducks in ahead of it, hanging around behind it. But, and I think I've seen this before, where you get a front in and it pushes out what you've got, but you don't reload. They just don't
right.
come in behind it for some strange reason. Who knows what that might be?
Right. And, you know, I can remember, I guess, when I was a kid, but it seemed like the birds always showed up, you know, ahead of the front and kind of with the front. And nowadays it seems like whatever ducks you have, they get pushed out, and it takes a day or two, you know, 3 days for the new ducks to get here. And it varies, but I find you got to have a front that's got some weather with it, you know, some hard thunderstorms. And those are the ones that seem to push the larger amounts of ducks through. But, you know, I don't know where they're at, man. It's crazy.
What is your theory on the full moon affecting duck migration? Our next full moon is not till the day after Thanksgiving.
Definitely, you know, I find a full moon will definitely allow them to migrate for us.
Right here, guys. Shoot them.
Every time I call you, man, the ducks, they pour in on me.
What can I say? We bring them to you. Did they get them?
No, they missed. We had a flock of about 10 or so.
But teal?
All teal.
Yeah.
We, you know, it's crazy. We were shooting all blue wings early in the week, and then the next day was all green wings, and now we're back to all blue wings. But, yeah, a full moon, you know, I seem to like a full moon as far as migration than some of these fronts sometimes. So hopefully they'll come with the new moon. You said it's after Thanksgiving?
The day after. It's a Friday after Thanksgiving is the full moon. So you got a couple days before and after where it's, you know, it's not quite totally full, but still, you know, has some impact. So I'll tell you what I've found on a full moon, and I can take it to the bank. Deer movement is midday. When you got a full moon, and maybe it's duck. Maybe you ought to try sleeping late and go hunting noon on a full moon.
Yeah, and look, definitely no doubt about it. When you hunt in the full moon, the birds definitely don't seem to move well at all. But I find you do get the migration with the moon. So, you know, later in the morning and I find, you know, into the evening is definitely a better hunt than early in the morning. So,
good conditions, if nothing else, just to watch wildlife out there today, huh? It's kind of warming up a little bit with that sun coming up now.
Yep, it's warming up. We got a lot of hunters. I mean, there's some birds moving. They just, you know, we don't have any wind. They're not really wanting to decoy well, but Get him, guys. Get him. Another one
maybe
got
we
away.
Need, maybe we need to keep you on line. We keep bringing you ducks in there, man. What about gnats? This is perfect gnat weather. Y'all experiencing any of that? You know, Delacro's not too bad on the gnats. I guess it's because you got a little more fresh in the water. Boy, that Hopedale area in Shell Beach, that's the world's worst.
Yeah, we had one day of gnats this week, but we don't get them like the Hopedale side. None today, but we'll see, man. We going out fishing later on. The redfish have been absolutely crazy for us. Just literally one stop, pull up, you catch, your limit and throw back another 50 or 75, and they're close. They're all around Grand Lake and Little Lake, all, easy stuff. Not many trout yet. There's a few on the Hopedale side, but we're definitely trying to find these ducks, man. The fishing's kind of taken care of, but we're just finding all these ducks.
Yeah, well, when Auld Lang Syne gets sung and you start thinking about the year and how the trips went, one thing that you got to say for 2018 was the year of the redfish, no doubt about it. They have not looked back, and every area is catching them. Flounder, who knows, real scarce, and trout have been here and today and gone tomorrow, but boy, redfish has really been a stable for us, and that's great.
Yep.
Well, enjoy your trip, and we may get a chance to check back in with you and bring you some more ducks if you need them, so just give us a call.
call as many times as you want.
Tell us how to get in touch with you if somebody wants to book a trip, either just a straight blast, a straight cast, or the combination.
Yep, either one, man. We're on a website. It's lasaltwaterfishing.com, or my phone number is 504-427-4973. So I'll be talking with you next week, man. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll be here waiting for the ducks.
All right. Thank you for the update. We appreciate it, Chris, as always.
Thank you, man.
Chris Pike out there with Cast and Blast Charters, and he sounds a little tired. Sounds like Chris could use a little bit of rest. He's been at it every day, fishing, hunting on the same day. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we come back. I got Blake Swallow on with us. He's up there hunting in the generally Calahoula area. Their opening day is today. It opened in the west in the coastal zone last Saturday. Today it opens there and some other areas in the eastern zone of Louisiana. Back with his action report right after this time out. You're listening to More Outdoors on the big WWL 105.3 FM HD2, and we live stream all over the country at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And we also take in-studio text messages directly here. Just simply text us your message, who you are, where you are, what you got going on, 870-870. And I had a listener that replied. We were asking about the Boca Chica National Wildlife Refuge, whether it was open or closed, and when does it close based on the Pearl River level. I am told that when the Pearl River gauge on the Pearl in Pearl River is at 15.5, they will automatically close it due to high water. I also got a message from one of the managers, Brad Downey, and with the National Wildlife Refuge System, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and he said that it is open. So if you had planned to go in Boca Chica, maybe do some wood duck hunting or some deer hunting, it is open. All right, let's talk to Blake Swallow, full strap and stringer. He's got opening day duck hunting taking place. Blake, how's it going this morning?
Morning, Don. It's going pretty well. We're dealing with very high water conditions. We're usually 2 to 3 feet of water on the lake, and we're now anywhere from 12 to 13 feet of water in some spots. So, but we have a lot of ducks. There's a lot of ducks, mostly divers this morning, but seeing some teal and some spoonbill, a few gray ducks, and my clients are having a good time shooting a bit, and it's looking pretty good. It's pretty encouraging, as a matter of fact.
And what part of the lake are you hunting?
I'm hunting just about in the middle right now. It's kind of hard to tell where the middle is anymore because it's unswollowed. It's unswollowed.
that's some high water.
Yeah, it's pretty high right now. But we're doing well. We're seeing lots of ducks, and the ag fields to our north and our east on the Louisiana Delta have a pretty good supply of puddle ducks. So I'm hoping to get a good report from my blinds there this morning. But we're pretty encouraged with we're dealing with all the water that we're dealing with.
Any speckle belly geese?
We have some on the farm. Like I say, I haven't talked to them yet this morning, but we were, we did have quite a good group earlier this week.
When you got that kind of water on Catahoula, shouldn't that drive some of those birds to the farm to get to the agriculture so they can feed? I would think that's going to be your hot spot.
It does, but I'll tell you what it does, too. It drives them over there, and they'll get over there and feed, and then they'll come back here midday, and they'll sit in the middle, and they'll just loaf, hang out, get away from the pressure, because there's hardly any pressure out here right now with the water deep like it is. I mean, we're hunting in floating blinds in 12 feet of water this morning, so the population of duck hunters here is a whole lot less than it normally is on opening day, and the birds are encouraging.
I guess you had to adjust your decoy strings, huh? The length on them.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've done that twice so far before the season even opened, because it's crazy. It really is.
Yeah. Well, when do you normally get your biggest flights on ducks? Is it first split, second split, or does it just depend? Sometimes it could be either one.
We always get a big push first split because you just get your early migrators, your spoonbill, your teal, your grays. They're going to come no matter what. They usually come on your moon in October. And then our moon in November, which I think is somewhere around Thanksgiving or maybe a couple of days after, we're going to get another big push. But we always get our early migrators in November, our jacks and, you know, redheads and canvasbacks and stuff like that. But our big puddle buck push will – pintails and mallards will come in on full moon in November.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's going to be Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, so hopefully that'll make for a really good Thanksgiving weekend. Blake, you know, down here in the coastal areas, they'd like to call them cast and blast, where after they go out and hunt, you know, early morning duck hunting, and you still got a whole day left, they go out and they'll fish redfish or speckled trout. Do you do that with the crappie up there or the bass, have a combination trip?
We do it very often, almost daily, with the Soccolet, the bass. Right there, kill him, right there. We do that very often, Soccolet, crappie, white perch, whatever you want to call it, whatever part of the country you're from. But we do that almost daily, and it tends to be very, very good, especially in November, December, and January when the shad get all piled up and getting the bass, and then the perch get on behind them. And we just long line them and have a good afternoon and just sit there with a cold drink or a sandwich and just drift around and listen to the radio and catch perch.
Sound like you just got buzzed there a second ago. Was that some fast-flying divers or teal that came in?
We had two teal came through just now. I've got some folks from South Carolina, some return clients from the last year, and it's been good so far. We've shot a lot of shells.
Well, I can't tell you, I've never been fooled by teal that come buzzing in like that. They are so fast, and they get on you before you know it.
Yes, sir.
Well, Blake, you got a pretty day, and hopefully it'll end up with the full strap, and then maybe later the full string of the fish. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you and do some hunting and fishing up in that area, you got a great lodge up there. Tell them how to reach you.
It's real easy to get in touch with us. You can go on our website, fullstrapandstringer.com, follow us on our Facebook page, or if somebody wants to call me directly, that's 318-730-8809.
And he also takes calls in the duck blind. I can attest to that.
Absolutely. We take calls anywhere, anytime.
All right, Blake. We'll be checking back with you later on. Thank you so much for the update, and best of luck on the season and this opening day.
Have a great day and a happy Thanksgiving, Don.
Same to you guys up there.
Bye-bye.
All right, Blake Swallow, some wonderful people up in that part of the country, that Catahoula Lake. A lot of different type of duck hunting up there. Now, a lot of South Louisiana duck hunters like to get in on the mallards, and they usually have a pretty good number of mallards worked that area. But they got a wide variety. They killed a lot of diving ducks up there, too. And, boy, he said 12 foot on Catahoula. That is extremely high water for this time of year. All right, let's talk to Jimmy Corley, waterfowl specialist. Jimmy, you hunting Shell Beach, Delacroix, or somewhere in between?
I'm in Hopedale this morning.
You are in between. And, you're in Hopedale.
Yeah, yep. It's started off foggy this morning. We got in the bias, it was real foggy. Started off slow. Right now we got 7, but just trying to wait for something else to start moving around.
Well, you're doing better than most. The reports this morning have been from good to poor. Nothing outstanding. Everybody's talking about not a lot of duck movement, and in some cases just not an absence of ducks in the area. Now, some areas have a lot of ducks, but they don't seem to be working well for some reason.
No, the only thing that's helping us right now is a lot of fishermen. They're running all through the bays, going towards Lake Robin and everything. Mm. And so that's what's keeping them, what they do have over here, moving around.
What's the breakdown on the species? Was it some teal, or what are y'all shooting, grays?
Yeah, I got two gray ducks, two dough grease, and a rest teal.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But
how did doing those really cold days with all that high wind? How did y'all make out then?
The first day with all the high wind and everything was kind of slow. The second day we smashed them. We did real well. The wind was blowing hard out the northeast there, and we did real well. We shot out. We had a 2-man limit that morning.
Yeah, well, that's great. That's great. Yeah, you doing some fishing too, or strictly hunting?
Now we've been fishing. I fished. What is today? Today's Saturday. I fished Thursday, and I had 75 speckled trout and 25 redfish.
Whoa,
one stop.
Man! That was great.
Yeah, it was real cold, and mm-hmm. got up in the bayou with that little water moving around the bank there, and one stop. And like I said, we just stood right there and bore them out.
It was with live shrimp, or were you fishing plastic?
Nah, Campo's live shrimp. That's what we had.
Yeah, well, that's what they want, yep. You know. Well, that's great,
it,
Jimmy.
That's
fishing's
it.
Good, and duck hunting seems to be fair, you know, and things change in a hurry. So
yeah, we need we do need a good push of birds, though.
Yeah, I thought we would have had it, you know, but it seems like more birds left than came in behind them.
Yeah, because I know, like, for youth weekend, man, we did great. You know, the kids had a great time. I had two kids with me, and little Jimmy, he shot his lemon, and his buddy shot his lemon, you know. And it was, nothing wrong, it was, we had teals, grays, and a couple pintails. We hunted Carnarvon. But I don't know what's going on with them now. Everything's just starting to scatter out, and really getting slim, though, you know.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you'll be giving up. I know you're going to be back out there.
Oh,
so
no.
Just hang in there. Yes, indeed. Well, hope you get some more action this morning, and we'll check back with you a little bit later.
All right,
Jimmy, somebody wants to get you. Tell them how to get the waterfowl specialist.
Oh, they can look me up on my Facebook page, waterfowlspecialist.com, or they can email me at cap.jimmy.cawley@gmail.com, or they can also give me a phone call at 504-258-4431.
Okay, Jim.
You can reach me anytime.
Have a good weekend, my friend.
All right, you too. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
See you next time. All right, that is Jimmy Corley, our waterfowl specialist. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and Darren Digby's going to check in with us. I think he's hunting in the Vols Parish. He has a boat, and he travels. He hunts in several different places. Hopefully, he made the right move and found some birds. We'll find out what's going on with him. If you want to text us a question, message, 870-870. It's a wide-open text board. Comes right in here to the studio. We got more duck hunting reports coming up, plus a hunt fish talk will immediately follow this from 8 to 9. And I hope you'll be with us. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. We are searching around the coast of Louisiana and getting some duck hunting reports. Some not so good, some average. Nothing outstanding this morning. Hopefully we'll find some of those and the hunting will improve. Let's check in with Darren Digby. He's making a duck hunt this morning. Darren, good morning. Where are you hunting?
Hey, good morning, Don. We're up between Bunkie and Whiteville in Vols Parish.
All right. What kind of action are you seeing up there? This is open in morning for that area, isn't it?
It is. It is open in morning, and there's been a whole lot of ducks seen, mostly teal and spoonbills. We've got 8 on the strap right now. It's been tough to get them close with all the shooting, though.
And how about speckle-belly geese? You're in some speckle-belly country over there.
Yeah, very, very few specks. We've seen a fair snow goose flight today. But it's mostly high. They haven't really settled in this area yet. But, yeah, very few specks overall.
How's the water level where you hunt?
It's perfect, which is abnormal for this point in the season. You know, in this area, you usually don't have near as much flooded up habitat. And I think that's part of the reason for us struggling on the coast is that there's just so much flooded up habitat, you know, central Louisiana, north Louisiana. That the birds are just scattered all through that and haven't made it down.
I think you're exactly right. We just talked to Blake Swallow, who's hunting up in Catahoula. There's 12 feet of water on the lake right now, and those, you know, puddlers, those tipping ducks, they can't feed in that unless they find something that's floating. So they're headed to the agricultural fields to feed. And, you know, when one man's poison is another man's treasure, you know, the way that works. So it sounds like you're in the right situation up there.
Yeah, it looks really good. The field condition's ideal. We just need, you know, some more birds to settle in and just kind of get past opening day pressure.
Mm-hmm. And what you said, spoonbill, teals, any mallards? You see any mallards at all?
I haven't seen any. Look, I think we saw some grays starting to try to work, but the way the shooting's been, it's just been nuts. And so, even the teal haven't been working great. So we've just been having to, take what we were given and just scrape and scrap, the best we can.
But, why is it aggravating when ducks are working us and somebody else shoots, but when we shoot and we mess up somebody else, we don't even care about that?
Wow, right, sure. We've had that happen plenty of times today, but, just part of it, and it's part of the reason they're flying so well is you have so much pressure out and about. So, you just have to work with it.
What kind of blind are y'all hunting in?
It's a pit blind along a levee.
Yeah, those are nice, especially on those windy days. Get you out of that wind,
comfortable
down in there.
That's when we try to come up when it's real windy and gusty. Today is just, anything but ideal conditions. But there's been a fair flight for, being so still. I mean, there's no wind at all.
Yeah. Well, that what you're doing right now is so different from, marsh hunting in southeast Louisiana. You can walk to the blind, you can walk and pick up your ducks and your decoy, and you're in a pit blind and solid ground, but back in the marsh, you dare not step out of your P-roll.
We don't fool with that. The report I got from our area down there today was still pretty slow, seeing a few more teal, but still not many grays at all.
Yeah. Is that a Big Branch area, North Shore, that opened up this morning you're talking?
No, I haven't gotten any reports from there yet today, but I was talking about our Delacro area lease.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, how long y'all planning on staying out?
Well, it's such a nice day. It's so pleasant.
No reason to leave.
I got really nothing else to do at the moment, so we'll just kind of hang out and just see what happens.
Yeah. One of the most pleasurable things about a duck hunt is when you got the limit down and you just take time to watch the birds are still coming, and just watch them, what they do, how they react. You can learn a lot more about waterfowl hunting when you're not hunting them than when you're hunting them.
Sure. Well, we got a little ways to go before we get to a limit, but we're going to keep scraping away as best we can.
Well, good luck to you, Darren, and thanks for the report. We'll be looking for some more all season long. We appreciate you calling in.
Okay, Don, sounds good. Talk to you later.
All right, Darren Digby, he's up there near the Bunkie area hunting rice field country and enjoying a pretty good hunt, seeing more birds than most. All right, from there, let's talk to Roland Cortez. I think he headed up to Arkansas. He left the state to go make a hunt up there. Roland, you in Arkansas, close to Stuttgart?
Yes, sir. Don, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm sitting in my studio, as usual, listening to people telling me about all these ducks and geese they're shooting and stuff. It hasn't been a real good morning down here. In fact, this week has kind of started off real good, but it kind of fell off a little bit, and everybody's scratching their heads around here. What's the situation up there?
Oh, Don, we've got a lot of ducks up here. We've got 4 specs and about 30 ducks this morning. We're trying to finish up our limit.
Wow, that's great, man. That is outstanding.
But, there's a lot of birds around.
How much water are you hunting in up there?
I'm hunting in a shallow rice field right now.
Oh, you're in a rice field. Okay. Yeah. And what kind of ducks? I hear the widgeon call. What kind of ducks are y'all seeing?
We've got some mallards, some specks, some spoonies, some blue and green winged teal. We've got a little mixture of ducks this morning.
Yeah, well, that's great. You got a little bit of everything. It's like a little smorgasbord going on down there.
Yeah, we're a little bit west of Stuttgart today, right outside of town.
Mm-hmm.
But ample, lots of ducks are off.
Yeah, what are you hearing from the places that have that hunt close to the rivers with the flood up in there? Is the water level real high in there? Too high to hunt?
Yeah, the river is up right now, but it's falling pretty quick. It's going to fall pretty good next week.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a bunch of ducks up on the river. I mean, there's a lot of ducks. Around here is just they're a little bit scattered with the water.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's fighting high water this year. So I guess we're just gonna have to make concessions and figure out what the best situation is. Hey, we got some birds coming. Here we go.
We got them. Dead birds.
What were they?
It's been a good morning. Oh, I think that was another shoveler.
Okay.
But it's been a good morning. Like I said, lots of birds around. A good bit of mallards up here right now. We had some snow Wednesday. Up here, but there is a lot of ducks around. Specs hunting. Specs are just crazy up here.
Yeah. What snow you got? And did it stay on the ground, or was it just?
We got 3 inches Wednesday.
Wow, man,
it was kind of early for here.
Yeah. So how was it hunting in the snow?
Well, actually, the season was closed. It didn't open till this morning. It opened. Oh, it's opening day right now.
Ah, so I got you. Yeah.
So that we didn't get a chance to. Yeah, it would have been fun. We always have good hunts when it's snowing up here.
Yes, indeed. Well, you going to be up there for how long?
I'll be up here till after Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you got several days to hunt.
We've got the World Championship Duck Calling Contest next week, so I'll be up here till probably Sunday or Monday, and I'm gonna head home for a couple of days. I'll be back up for the split December 6th.
Mm-hmm. Well, sounds like y'all on the way to a good season up there. Glad to hear things are going so well, because other places it's not so good. But hey, you know, it changes. You know.
Yeah, it changes daily, even up here. You know.
Okay. All right, Roland, thanks so much, buddy. Y'all continue to enjoy your hunt out there. I got a beautiful day, and glad y'all having such good success up there.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you later, Don.
All righty. Roland Cortez. He's hunting up there west of Stuttgart up in Arkansas. All right, from there, let's go back down to Plaquemines Parish. We were talking to Ryan Lambert earlier this morning. He's not out there hunting this morning, but he's in touch with all of his guides down there. And Ryan, I got to tell you, man, it's not a pretty picture. It's not bad, totally devoid, but, you know, it's pretty much a little bit, I'd say, below average for most hunters. Most blinds got 6, 7, 8 birds, something like that. It's a couple exceptions. You know, they're doing really good up in that rice field country, and we just talked to Roland Cortez. He's hunting up in Arkansas where they got an abundance of birds up there.
Yeah, well, it's opening day for up there, and it's opening day in parts of Louisiana. So
right, exactly.
It'll put pressure on those birds that are sitting, and it's going to drive them. You know, they'll start moving now that they got the pressure. And, you know, when it comes down to it, everything ends here. So as they drive them, they got two choices. They got to stay in Burris, Venice, or they got to go across the big pond. So we get a lot of birds. When that pressure starts, we'll start getting a lot of birds.
Well, you know, they got a really high water situation on Catahoula Lake. They had like 12 feet of water, Blake Swallow told us. And,
really?
You know, that means, yeah, they hunting divers pretty much. That's, you know, they get.
Yeah, that means that if those canvasbacks can't get to the food, they coming too. That's why we're killing cans already. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a good year for cans and redheads here then. That's bad for them, but it's good for us because later in the year, you know, I'm an open water blind. We'll put a smackdown on those, and that's fun. Those big birds, well, when they come through, that's the fastest duck, you know, as big as they are.
Yeah, and it's just from pure speed. Roll. Yeah, they're not as quick.
You got to get out there 10 foot in front of them, some of them, when they're coming by. But when you
get
all those big old
bird males,
man, that big old bull is so beautiful coming through with that sun shining on that red head. Oh. They're fun to hunt.
How do you rate them as a table bird, a canvasback?
You know, it's a very good bird. Back in the days of market hunting, that was the number one sought-after bird for the restaurants. You know, they all wanted those big canvasbacks. But, you know, the canvasbacks, they're in trouble because two things happen. And we learned this year that the pooldu, you know, the coots, will go in their nest and just push their eggs out of the nest and also attack the young ones. So that little pool dude, I'm going to put a little more pressure on them this year. But also, a redhead will take those eggs, push them out, and lay her eggs in there and let them raise her eggs.
Hmm.
Yes, Sneaky Pete, huh?
Yeah.
So canvasbacks are getting them from everywhere. But it's a great bird to hunt. It's great table fare. And a redhead is great table fare. You know, in Mexico, we just put them on the grill rare. They're fabulous. So, you know, even though they're diving ducks, they're still pretty damn good. So the boys are killing a few birds, but it's slow. But, you know, as you know, we'll stay out there until it's time to go fishing. So we're going to stay on them. So you're
going to have the fly rod today, right?
Yeah, I'm going to do the fly rod, and I'm waiting for that sun to come up good where I can see them well, and we'll go out there and put the long rod on a few of those big bull reds. It's always fun. You know, it's once this water cools off, that algae will fall out of it, and it gets really, really pretty and clear this time of year. So we'll be able to get out there and get after some reds. If you get closer to the banks, you know, you'll get, you know, keeper reds if that's what you want. Most fly fishermen just want to catch them.
Mm-hmm. What are your redfish looking like right now? The ones we caught down in below Venice, Boy, they were that washed out look. You know, some of them had the blue tails, but boy, they were not pumpkins. You know, they just had that dull, no, kind of white.
That's
look
just water clarity. When you get the river high like this, it the silt in the water kind of dirties it up. And although they will bite in that readily, they're not as pretty because they, you know, all fish, their color blends in with their environment. And that washed out water, it makes out washed out fish. You get in that water when it's crystal clear and got the grass in there, those fish are bright orange. Even their belly will be orange. You talk about, well, you've seen them. They're beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you what, one of the prettiest redfish I ever caught, I caught with Joe Marciano. You know?
Uh-huh.
And, man, let me tell you, man, it was gorgeous. It was that bright, bright orange color, you know?
Yeah, I like to see them when they floating on top of that nice hydrilla grass. You could see them sitting out there so easy. And it's beautiful. You know, you put that fly down on them, you know, when they're like that in that clear water, you put a popper on them, and, man, they'll come up and envelop that thing. Yeah, that is so much fun. You know, people miss out on seeing that. Fly fishing, it's not for everybody, and not everybody can do it. It's a difficult sport. You know, everybody can cast, but presenting to a fish, you know, it's not like river fishing. It's a lot easier just to let your fly go down the river and demand it, and they'll come up and eat it. When you sight fishing and have to present that bait, it's a whole different ball game, but it's a good game.
Well, I sure hope Martha catches one sooner than later.
We'll get her on it. She left her gun. She says, I got to protect this gun. I come back, it's laying in the yard. I said, I got her now.
Uh-oh.
I got her now.
Uh-oh.
Our little Claudette struck
that
again.
That was a borrowed gun, too. How'd she leave the gun?
I got it. Captain Ryan took care of her again.
Well, I don't know where she is this morning. You can't keep her out of it. I think she's in a deer stand with that little bow she's got. You know?
She is a character. She doesn't back down from nothing. So the boys are doing it. Everybody's killed a few ducks so far. It sounds like Grant's in the best spot. Every time I talk to him, he's got birds coming in. So he's on the outside, and those birds are flying up and down the coast, so he'll get those. And where Manuel's in that blind, he'll do well with Cody, too. So those three blinds ought to do really well today. I don't know. Renee's in a good spot, too. So anything in those open water that's catching those birds just flying, because they're not getting around in the marsh so much right now. So they'll just stay out there. They'll hunt till 10:30, and we'll come in and go fishing.
Yeah. Well, I'm anxious to get back and talk to Kirk Stansel again out at Hackberry and see how they're doing out west. You know,
Somebody go there this week. They had two ducks and two redfish, so it wasn't pretty.
No. You know, he said they started off really good, and then, you know, like so many places, it just kind of dropped off, you know, when that weather
did. Well, not only the weather. You know, you put this pressure on them the opening day, and everybody's out there because everybody's from all the other zones are in there as well. So you put that hard pressure on them, and it'll move them, plus that high water move birds. You know, if they can't get to that food, they'll fly to North Louisiana. But now that's opened up there and around, we'll get some birds starting to push hard. In fact, you'll see birds coming high tomorrow. They'll start moving those birds out of Arkansas, and with a little pressure, and they'll come south. We'll have a good week.
And now we're looking for a full moon the day after Thanksgiving. That'll be our next full moon. So
and they'll start pushing some more birds. So, you know, you just got to play it. I mean, we hunt every day, and you're going to have good days and bad days. And when they have plenty of birds, you know, even a bad day is a good day. So just watching them. You don't have to kill them all just to have fun.
You're right about that. Well, Ryan, thanks for the report. Good luck on the fly fishing this afternoon, and we'll get back in touch with you again next week, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, my friend. Same to you.
Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures, and they do hunt ducks down there quite a bit. All right, we come back after this break. We'll see if we can catch up with Kirk Stansel, get him back on, find out how things went. We talked to him before daylight. He was in the middle of his decoys, putting them out and getting back into the blind and getting settled. We'll see what he did and also what the prospects are for an afternoon fishing trip. We're talking duck hunting and fall fishing. It's Thanksgiving week across the Great Gulf Coast, and you're listening to the More Outdoors program right here on WWL 105.3 FM HD2. All right, someone texted and wanted to know about the discount code for saving 20% on the Bayou Wild t-shirts, the dry fit t-shirt and the soft shirt. It's Wild 2018. Just put that in. Go to BayouWildTV.com. place your order on your shirt. If you need a men's XL, you might have a little bit of a wait. They tell me there's been a run on that size lately. All right, let's get Chris Pike back in here. When we last left him, things not what I would call brisk, but they did have some steady action. Chris, has things changed, gotten slower, gotten better? What's happened?
We're doing good, man. We got 12 down now. Sorry, I'm dealing with the hiccups, so bear with me. one of my blinds just finished their three-man limit. They just finished 18, so it's picking up, man. We got some blue wings that have been flying the last 30 minutes or so since you called, and so it looks like we might better finish them off today.
Well, you're the best blind so far. You get the best blind award of the morning. I've talked to them from Lake Charles to Catahoula to Bunkie to Plaquemines Parish, and you got about the best so far.
Good, man. We'll make a trophy. You know
best
what I try to do? You know, I try to, days like today when there's no wind and, you know, it looks like the birds might not move a lot, I try to set up on some, you know, close to some open water, kind of where the birds have been rafting, and at least you know you're going to get a little boat traffic, you know, movement with the birds. So that's what's been paying off for us. We're right on the edge of kind of the Lake Patola area, and the birds are just getting up, and we're kind of the first pond right off the lake, and it's picked up for us. It's been a decent hunt so far.
Well, you know, as the water and the air temperature warms up, more people are going to be out fishing. A lot of people held off a little bit because it was really chilly and didn't want to go in the dark. But now with more boats moving, that gets more birds moving around. And, you know, when they get up, they got to come down somewhere. So it sounds like you made the right choice.
Yep. And there's not a, you know, one thing that might be hurting us too this year is there's just not a lot of feed in Delacro. It seemed like, I don't know if it got killed with Gordon or you know,
Michael.
Yeah. Yeah, it might have been Michael. So we're trying to find, you know, what feed we can. And so it's this little pond we're in right now has got a lot of widging grass, and that seems to be what they're coming in for.
So what time will you hang up the guns and break out the fishing rods, you think?
We'll probably pick up about 8:30 or so. It's kind of, once the sun gets up a little bit higher with no wind like we got right now, it's just going to kind of be a little tougher. So probably hunt until about 8:30. And I think these guys are ready to fish, man. They killed the redfish yesterday. And they've been talking all morning how hard it was. You know, one stop shop, it took about 5 minutes before they started biting. But I think we spoiled them. So we're going to try to do the same thing today.
Well, that's great. I'm glad they're having such a good time down there. And, you know, one thing that's kind of strange is where are the gray ducks? You know, normally about this time of the morning, when the pressure kind of is people leaving, they kind of start filtering back in, and you can usually call a few, and you got to work them because they'll work you. But I guess they're not there. I don't know.
No, and, you know, I think when you got days with no wind and in these conditions, they're sitting out on a bigger water, the bigger grass flats, kind of closer towards the Gulf. And I've been looking, man, when we're fishing, I'm running around looking, and there's just no numbers of gray ducks anywhere. So we kind of relying on the teal, and we had one good gray duck hunt. I think it was Tuesday right before the front came. We had a few pintail and grays. But other than that, we're not getting you're not even seeing high up, you know, the larger flocks of grays moving. So I guess they're just not here yet. I know Arkansas has got a lot of water, and I believe their season might have opened today. So maybe they'll start pushing them down this way because we definitely don't have them yet.
Yeah, well, I talked to them in Catahoula, and that opened today. It opened in Bunkie today in that rice field country, and I talked to a hunter up in Arkansas. They were hunting the agricultural fields up there because the river up there is too high for them to hunt in the flooded timber. So that pressure opening up for the next few days, we're going to get an influx of birds despite lack of weather front. Even if we don't get a front, there's going to be some birds coming from human pressure for sure.
Right. And the water's been low since the front pushed through. So I think we get some, you know, a little bit higher water, we'll start getting some more ducks, and they'll come. It's just a matter of time. But you'd like to see them after a good hard front like we just had. But We'll try to finish out our lemon tier this morning and get these guys on some fish. And it's not too much a good football today, I don't think, on TV, so we're not in a huge rush.
Yeah, LSU doesn't play till tonight anyway. So, Poldhu, you got the big rafts of Poldhu there now? Oh, no.
Nope, not yet. Not yet. I saw a few in Lake Leary, but they're not here either. And that, you know, that seems to probably be one of the problems with the gray ducks as well. They seem to show up when the coots do. So we'll see. Maybe the next front they'll push on down.
Yeah, they use those Poldhu as cover. Fives and sixes go hunker down in the center of those Poldhu, and there's plenty of alarm if the boat's coming. They can get out of there in time. You always see the grays get up first.
We need to come up with a Poldhu mojo. That'd be the ticket.
Yeah, you think? Well,
if you can mimic a Poldhu on the water, you know, not even a mojo, but I think something with a little bit of that wing flap, or, you know, just something to mimic a little pile of a Poldhu.
Well,
man,
if you
I think
took one
be...
of those dove mojos and you spray painted it a slate gray, and, you know, a little darker gray than what it is, it'd probably look close to a Poldhu. You know, greenish feet and, you know.
Add some long feet to them.
Yeah, well, Poldhu will never win a beauty contest, that's for sure.
No.
Not many people bring them to the taxidermist, you know.
No.
But they are good eating. I got to tell you, they're great eating if you know how to cook them.
Yeah, for sure. Well, sounds good, man. If you want to call back and maybe give us another little flock before we leave, I'll be around.
Okay, Chris. Good luck on the fishing part of it, the casting part. Thanks again.
Yep.
Chris Pike, Cast and Blast Charters. You can check him out there. Book your own hunting fishing trip with him. All right, it's close to New Orleans. It's right there in the Delacroix area. All right, a couple of announcements I wanted to make before we get into Hunt Fish Talk. Wendy Billiott, Keith Lusher is going to be joining me at the top of the hour. They got a couple of things going on some of our national wildlife refuges that you may be interested in participating in. And we're going to talk to Becky Larkins more about this next week. But Big Branch, you know, National Wildlife Refuge, it stretches all the way from Slidell to Fountain Blue State Park. They're going to have a what they call a – it's not exactly a Black Friday, but it's more of a Boy Scout road boardwalk trip. And it's going to be on Black Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. And what it is you show up out there and they have loaner binoculars. They have a boardwalk that actually goes out into the marsh. And otherwise, if you're not able to take a boat or you don't have access and you don't pirog or kayak, but you want to get into the heart of the marsh and really see what it's all about and observe the waterfowl and the plants that grow out there, this is a great opportunity, and it's all absolutely free. There's nature crafts, the guided trail hike, and all that's going on. So you might want to check out their website for more information, and that is going to be at the National Wildlife Refuge called Big Branch. And it's easy to find. Just search for Department of Interior U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the Southeast Louisiana National Wildlife Refuges. And then on the 25th, which is Sunday, they're having a breakfast with the birds at Bayou Sauvage. Now, Bayou Sauvage is the National Wildlife Refuge, which is pretty unique in that it is within the city limits of New Orleans, believe it or not. It's one of the few national wildlife refuges within city limits. And this little nature walk, they're going to cover topics like bird identification, plant identification, talk about some of the habitat restoration projects that go on there. And I got to tell you, a couple of them have been very, very successful in getting that area to restore. And they might want to take some tips on how to restore a marsh by levying it off and increasing the amount of fresh water and less salt water, because that is a very thriving area there in that Bayou Sauvage. Anyway, it's going to be going on at 7:30 in the morning on Sunday. And you can just show up out there if you'd like. It's called Breakfast with the Birds. And it'll be at the Wildlife Refuge Ridge Trail, which is accessed right there on Highway 190. It's called the Chef Highway, just about 2 miles north of where Highway 11 intersects with it. And like I say, I'll get Becky on next week, and we'll chat with her a little more and give you some more details about what's going on. And if you got specific questions about what you need to wear, and, you know, like low boots, knee boots would be perfect out there. And, of course, you got to dress warm in case it's a little chilly. We don't know what the weather's going to be. And bring rain gear if that is in the forecast. All right, coming up after this NBC Sports update, going to have some company here with us. The Bayou Woman, Wendy Billiott, joins me, as well as the host of North Shore Fishing Report, which will be heard next Saturday. Keith Lusher, going to talk about some issues pertaining to red snapper. What do we do with this overage? Should we be penalized for other states catching over the quota? And also, what's the latest on the Plaquemines Parish hunting permit? And what is the deal on newly acquired property adjacent to Elmer's Island? Are they still going to try to pursue an airstrip on what is basically a very natural area, one that's undergoing some coastal restoration and some very sensitive birds there, too? We'll be right back with that after this NBC Sports Update.